Inside an NFDA bus shelter off Harlem Road in Walden in Cheektowaga, Sam Green of Buffalo had to head out to go to his job at Sam's Club on Union Road.
It came to me at a bad time, so it's like, it closes off all the roads, it's like make traveling difficult.
Inside a nearby Burger King, a few people were sitting at tables. Jean Freeman of Buffalo was having lunch with her husband. She says the storm didn't directly affect her, but was amazed by its impact.
Very surprised. I've never seen such a thing before.
While many residents remain stranded in their homes, some out-of-town truckers have been living in their tractor-trailer rigs for a few days, waiting for the thruway to reopen. A row of tandem tractor-trailer rigs lines a parking lot off Walden Avenue in Cheektowaga. Inside those vehicles, drivers who were stuck in the whiteout conditions on Tuesday, forced to pull off the main highways.
You know, I was stuck on Highway 240 out there, but I got turned around and the next day. Then I come up here and been here ever since.
So are you okay?
Sure, yeah. Fine. I'm enjoying the weather.
Trucker Jim from Illinois idled in his truck for 3 days. He was initially stuck in the storm along Route 240 as he headed into Buffalo during the height of the storm.
Yeah, that kind of thrown me for a loop. I've been a trucker 30 years. Just end up in the whiteout condition.
And trucker Melvin Richardson from Birmingham, Alabama, was headed to Boston when he was diverted off the thruway.
Yeah, I've been safe. I've been over there around Lackawanna. I've been stuck over there on Highway 5 in Lackawanna.
Okay.
They pulled me out last night. They pulled me out by 3 o'clock in the morning.
As the thruway remained closed, crews used a snow cutter along a stretch of the 90 in Cheektowaga near the Walden Galleria. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.